I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. A few Saturdays back, the line for lift tickets and rentals at Juneau's city-owned ski area was about an hour and a half long. Eagle Crest ski area managers say there were several factors that likely contributed to the unusual line, including that they're short-staffed. Labor shortages, especially for low-paying jobs, have been common this past year across many industries. And on the mountain in Juneau, starting pay for lift operators, food service workers, and others is below the state minimum wage. It's a Tuesday, and Eagle Crest ski area is closed. But there was a fresh dump of snow overnight, and a few dozen cars are in the parking lot. A trickle of people are coming and going, with gear for skinning up the slopes while the lifts aren't running.
We just hiked to the top and wanted to get some fresh powder in.
Jake Hamilton is one of them. He also worked as a lift operator here last season.
I honestly didn't even know how much I was going to be paid when I started.
I didn't ask.
It wasn't important to you.
Yeah, I just wanted to ski.
Pre-skiing and pre-transportation to work are some of the job perks. But the lifts usually only run 5 days a week, his work week.
I ended up quitting because I wasn't skiing enough. I wanted to ski more. But.
And I guess the pay itself wasn't enough to...
Yeah, the pay itself wasn't enough to sustain a living.
Dave Scanlon is the general manager of Eagle Crest.
Staffing has been an extreme challenge this year, much more so than previous years.
He and other city officials have been talking about the ski area's unusual pay scale for months. It begins at $8.50 an hour. That's $1.84 below Alaska's minimum wage. The state minimum wage law doesn't apply to government workers, and Eagle Crest is city-owned.
So we do our best to fill people in higher positions as much as we can to be slightly competitive, but our entire wage scale is just so far below every other city department.
Like libraries, pools, and other city services, the ski area's budget doesn't balance itself without taxpayer support. About $3 out of every $10 it takes to run the ski area comes from local taxes. For the next ski season, Scanlon and his board of directors plan to ask the Juneau Assembly for enough money to bring entry-level pay up to the state minimum wage and apply that same 22% increase up the entire pay scale. He says that would also bring Eagle Crest workers' pay in line with industry norms around the country.
So as you can imagine, there's definitely a real financial impact to fixing this problem, and that's kind of how we got into the position that we've been in.
For this season, board member Sean Isley says it's possible there may be end-of-season bonuses if the ski area's finances stay on the trajectory they've been on so far. Isley also spends a lot of time skinning and skiing on the mountain. He's a little wistful about seasonal ski jobs.
I mean, I think everybody who grows up skiing, thinks about being a ski bum at some point, right?
Isley says that worked for a lot of people in the past, but times are changing.
Particularly, you look at ski patrol, all the safety certifications they have to have. And no matter which job it is, I think there's a lot more responsibility that's expected of people now. And so, it's time to bring that up. And just with COVID, wages have risen everywhere in the last couple of years. So you need to stay competitive.
Eagle Crest's leadership has also been working on big picture, long-term plans to expand operations on the mountain in a way that reduces or eliminates the burden on taxpayers. Ideas there include a lot of off-season activities like lift-assisted mountain biking, zip lines, and accessible activities for cruise ship visitors. For the winter, Scanlon says there may be a way to operate 7 days a week, which would also make living the ski bum dream a little more accessible. From Eagle Crest on Douglas Island, I'm Jeremy Shea.